AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Although Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have both been campaigning hard for the White House since winning their party's presidential nominations this summer, Labor Day is traditionally the day when the real push begins. Clinton battled a stubborn cough as she took the stage at a Labor Day rally in Cleveland.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
Donald Trump was also seeking support today in Ohio. He told supporters at the Canfield Fair he's after jobs.
We're going to bring jobs back to Ohio. We're not going to make these horrible trade deals anymore.
Nearly 5,000 nurses are on strike in Minnesota following a breakdown in contract talks. AP correspondent Steve Karnowski reports the nurses are walking picket lines outside hospitals over health insurance, workplace safety, and staffing.
The company wants to switch its nurses from their current health plans over to plans as all other line employees. Those plans carry lower premiums, but they also carry higher deductibles and other out-of-pocket expenses. The union says that the line still wants to shift too many costs onto the nurses without adequately compensating them for the higher costs, and the nurses have been resisting that.
Five hospitals being picketed say they'll deliver high-quality care despite the strike. Remember this familiar TV series theme in the 1950s?
Quieter, quieter, brave, courageous, and bold.
Actor Hugh O'Brien, who played Wyatt Earp on television, died this morning at his home in Beverly Hills, California. He was 91. At least 24 people have been killed in two bombings in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. A close call for some Leathernecks. Officials for Marine Week say a bus carrying about 40 Marines to a Nashville event has caught fire along Interstate 24, but no one was hurt. This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds that support for the Black Lives Matter movement has increased among young white adults.
The survey indicates a majority of white, black, Asian, and Hispanic young adults now support the movement calling for accountability for police in the deaths of African Americans. 51% of white adults between the ages of 18 and 30 say in a Gen Forward poll they now strongly or somewhat support Black Lives Matter. That's a 10-point increase since June. Other results show most young whites think the movement's rhetoric encourages violence against police, while most young blacks say it doesn't. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Maine's Republican Governor Paul DePage is sticking by his assertion that out-of-state blacks and Hispanics account for the vast majority of heroin arrests in his state. There's only one problem, though. No law enforcement stats come close to backing up the governor's story. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.